Praise the Lord. Well, I'm Prince Jesse from Liberia, and I want to thank God today for the opportunity that afforded me to speak to you from the text, John chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. And the theme of our message is be born again. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 read, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into a mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of a spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.'" Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for this passage of scripture. I pray to God as about to deliver your word. Father, let the Holy Spirit direct me. Oh God, teach me that I will live in the fear of the gospel. I pray to God that those that are listening to me, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will teach them your word. And God, that they will believe that you are the only God we can believe and trust. Help us, O God, that we understand the truth about Jesus. Thank you. Take your glory in Jesus' name. Well, from this passage of scripture, I want to speak to you on the theme, be born again. The Bible tells us that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who went to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are the teacher who comes from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Nicodemus went to Jesus at night and recognized him that yes, he is the authority from the Almighty God. Because there is no way that these miracles, there's no way that those signs and wonders can take place by any ordinary person. It should be that God has sent such a person to do so. But there's something that Jesus saw that he's still lacking was salvation. And Jesus said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Yes, it is true that you will recognize my presence as the Most High God, as a teacher. But I want to let you know today that there is no way that you can enter the kingdom of heaven without knowing personally who Jesus is. Hallelujah. And to know me personally, you must be born of a water and of a Holy Spirit. Meaning, you must have access to spiritual breath and physical breath. Hallelujah. But Nicodemus got confused in the process. "Am I going back in my mother's womb to be born again?" Jesus simply said to him, "No, son. It's just a matter of knowing the truth about Jesus. All you need to do is to know the truth about Jesus." And I want to let you know that there are many teachers in the world today who don't know the truth about Jesus. Yes, they claim to be the disciple of Jesus. Yes, they claim to be who they say they are, but they are not really who they are. And so Jesus brought Nicodemus attention to the gospel, reminding him that he still left with an obligation to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Oh yes, Many of us are in the street. Many of us are preaching the word of God, but we're still lacking the important thing that has to do with salvation. And I want to encourage you today, if you want to enter heaven, then you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And this is where I stand today to encourage you, church, brethren around the world, friends listening to me. I want to encourage you today. It is time to go back to the Word of God. Read the Bible carefully and understand it from the context in which Jesus is speaking, so that you will understand that the purpose for which we all are serving is to have access to the kingdom of heaven. The reason why we all gather together as believers is to have access to the kingdom of heaven. The reason why we are all struggling on this earth is to have access to the kingdom of heaven. The reason why we are preaching the word of God is for people to have access to the kingdom of heaven. And if we are not on the straight path, then we'll be deceiving people. I don't want us to serve as deceivers. Because if you don't know the truth, how can you share the truth? And this is where I thank Nicodemus for himself. He's still lacking something, and he needed to go to Jesus to clarify. What can he do to enter heaven? Master, I know that you are a teacher from the Lord. But Jesus said to him, let me just hold you right there. You need to do something right now. You need to confess your sins. You need to be forgiven. You need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you will have access to the kingdom of heaven. How many of us here today accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we have assurance that when we leave this earth, we'll be with the Father? Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. If you don't believe in Jesus, if you don't pass through Jesus, there is no way that you can have access to heaven. And so that wants to encourage you. The most important thing that you can do is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Don't waste your time with any other thing. The most important thing is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you accept Jesus, then you have assurance that when Jesus appeared, you will also appear with him. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, only by the name Jesus. And so if you don't believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not be saved. You can be the best teacher. You can be the best preacher you may consider yourself to be. Yes, you may have all the education. Yes, you claim to have. But if you don't believe in Jesus, it means that you will not have access to heaven. And I think the reason why we are all in the field of evangelism, the reason why with all established ministry, the reason why we're all working with ministry, the reason why we listen to the word of God is to encourage us and build our faith that we remain in the truth until Jesus returns. And if you don't have the truth, if you don't know Jesus, if you are not living for Jesus, it will be sad for you. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity today. I want you to understand that you have an opportunity to meet with Jesus one day. If you believe in him. If you don't believe in him, it will be sad, because that day Jesus will say to you, depart from me, I don't know you. And Nicodemus did not want to miss that opportunity. So he waited until it was night that he went to Jesus to be quiet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a time that you can come to the saving grace of Jesus. You can come to the saving grace to consult your Father, to ask Jesus for forgiveness, to say to him, Lord, I sinned against you, and only you have I sinned against. Forgive me and help me to have access to the kingdom of heaven. Forgive me and strengthen me to live for righteousness. Oh, yes. Many times in Liberia, many of us come to church claiming that we have Jesus, but yet we're still living in the world without knowing Jesus. I will encourage you today. Take Jesus as your best friend. You need to be born again. And when you are born again, the Holy Spirit will come in contact with your human spirit. And the Holy Spirit will dwell in you, and he will help you. He will strengthen you. He will teach you. He will direct you. He will protect you. He will encourage you to live for Jesus. I know that we can just do it on our own, because sometimes the good we want to do, we don't see ourselves doing the good. But the evil we don't want to do is what we see ourselves doing. It tells us that the human nature is present with us, but with the power of God, we can quench the desire of our human nature, and we can live faithfully with God and work in the presence of the Lord to the glory of our Father. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today. I move by the Spirit of God to bring this message to you, that many people in the world today are going astray because they don't know Jesus. Many people will come today and say, yes, I want to serve in this ministry, but after some time, they will slip away. Why? Because many people do not know Jesus. They pretend to know Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. If we know Jesus and living for Jesus, we're going to sacrifice for Jesus. I want to encourage you, be strong in the faith. If you have never accepted Jesus, there is the time that you can commit yourself to him. You can come to the saving grace of God and ask him for forgiveness, and he will forgive you, and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you are not Jesus, yet you are not living right with him, there's still the situation that you still find it difficult. There are still things that you still find it difficult. You still have the chance to come back and repent, and God will forgive you and accept you in his kingdom. May the Lord bless his word. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. Thank you for those that are listening to me. Heavenly Father, I present them into your hands. There are many among them who have not been saved. Father, I pray, Lord, that as this message touches their lives, Father God, that they will repent of their sins. There are many, O God, yet they have been saved, but they have been entangled by the things of this world. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will forgive them. And God, you will draw them closer to you. And Lord, that they will live for you. We thank you for the penny judgment, that, oh God, when that day comes, that we all will be in the number. Thank you for the Lightwork family, brethren that are contributing to the work of the gospel around the world. I pray to God that you continue to empower them and strengthen them. I pray even that those who have heard this word today will be blessed. Thank you and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.